Blog Talk Radio.
Or you could do a left flank or a right flank, but get out of that direction.
do not go all the way with that thought. So you got to believe in yourself. If you believe in yourself, there's no room for self-doubt. No room for self-doubt. You got to stay focused on your goal. Stay focused on your goal. Stay focused on your goal. If you want to make it happen, so many people don't achieve the success in life that they truly, truly desire is because they lose focus of the goal. They get distracted. How? You might say, well, how do we get distracted? And this is one of the biggest ways that I found that people get distracted from their goals. They listen to what others say, and they worry about what others think. It's just two biggest ways. They listen to what others say, and they worry about, or they worry about what people are saying, and they worry about what others think. That is the biggest way, the chief way to lose focus on your goal. And I'm telling you, don't do that. Well, good morning, and welcome. Good morning, Mr. Paul Kiriazzi in the chat room. Thank you. Congratulations on your new project. And I pray that all the financing that's right there for you sounds like a wonderful project. Also, congratulations to Ms. Kiva. Welcome to our other guests in the chat room. Good morning, good morning. Kiva, type into the chat room some of the successes that you're having with your Women of Destiny and Men of Valor. Talk to me about that. Type something in the chat room if you get a moment, and I'll announce that over the air. Anything else you want me to announce, we're live and over the air. I will announce it. Welcome to those of you on the switchboards. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, Tina. Also, if you have something new and exciting that you want to announce, please, please, please just pick up the phone, and you can always call if you want to announce it yourself. The number today, we have a show topic. We don't have a guest today. So if you want to call in, if you have a comment or a question or something that you want to share live over the air, please call in 347-945-7991. 347-945-7991. Good morning, good morning, Miss Victoria. Thank you for accepting my friend request. I accepted your request on Facebook. Good morning, good morning. All the support that she gave to Mr. E. Dean Cole. What a powerful, powerful topic that was. He was talking about, well, we are coming to the city of Atlanta in Georgia. We are working on a project there that we will be telling you more about very, very, very soon. So we want the Atlanta connection to get ready. Some of you who was at the retreat, we did the Releasing Your Inner Power retreat at the Wyndham Hotel back in December, somewhere around December 9th, 10th, and the 11th, that weekend. And some of you were there. And that Saturday, we were there Friday night and Saturday, and that Saturday, God gave me a word for his people in terms of what we're doing and where we're going. And that word, some of you remember, Minister Elaine, you were there. Tina, you were there. Evangelist Dancy was there and some others. Rhonda and others. That word was connection. I don't know if you remember that. But that was the word that God gave me, connection. And since then, I don't know if you've been looking for it. See, when the prophecy goes forth, you have to contend for the prophecy. You can't just let someone say something that God has said over your life and then you just sit around and wait for it to happen. No, you have to begin to look for it, expect it, and even contend for it. That's like a fighter. They get in the ring, you see, to say the contenders. You know, Joe Lewis and so-and-so-and-so, or Muhammad Ali and so-and-so-and-so. the contender, Joe Frazier, and all these things. So you have to contend for what God has spoken over your life. And so he said to me, tell the people connection. So we're looking for the connections. And so far, and this is only the very first week of March, and the connections have been rolling in. I mean, really, like a steamroller. So now there's the Atlanta connection, and we are going to Atlanta. Right there was the North Carolina connection. So we're going to North Carolina in June, July 24th, 25th, and 26th for the Releasing Your Inner Power convention right there in Atlanta. Other connections made there. Also, in Atlanta, we're looking to do one of the conferences there. So we've also met with another. So outside of Dean Cole and John, there's John, I can't think of his last name right now. John, he was the one who said, bring this to Atlanta. And then we met a woman down there. Well, you know, I'll be going to Atlanta in March. March 18th, 19th, and 20th will be at the Global Women's Empowerment Retreat. That's going to be three nights, Friday night, Saturday night, well, two nights and 3 days, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday, the whole weekend. That's March 18th, 19th, and 20th in Atlanta, in Marietta. I'll give you some more information about that a little bit later. That's where we'll be, in Atlanta, for the Global Women's Empowerment Retreat. It's going to be powerful. I'll be one of the speakers. You heard the other women that are leading this. They were on this show a couple of weeks ago, Miss Olivia and Miss Olivia and her friend. They were on the show, and they were talking about this event. So you don't want to miss that. Those are the two women who have organized that event. The one lady works with Dr. Iyala Van Zant. She will be running. She's one of the trainers for Dr. Iyala Van Zant. Some of you have seen Dr. Van Zant on the Oprah Winfrey Show 2 weeks ago. Well, one of her students, who is also now a trainer, is heading up this retreat. That will be in Atlanta, Georgia. So the connections are there. Now today also, okay, I'm on the line. Oh, great. Paul is on the line. Let's get his line opened. Paul Kiriazi. Good morning, Hope, my dear sweet sister. Good morning, Dancy. Paul can only stay on for a short time, so we'll open up his phone line. He's calling from Tokyo. Good morning in Tokyo, Japan. I know it's good evening there, so welcome,
sure
Paul.
Is.
Take it away.
Well, I just wanted to talk with you about the audiobooks. I know you have a convention to help people write their books and get their books written March 12th. And
that is correct.
You did some audiobook advice. And as you know, in the last 5 years, I've done a number of them. The James Bond Lifestyle is an eight-hour one that I recorded in a professional. I've recorded them all in a professional studio. And I've done three or four others, about 4 hours audio novels, and they're dramatized. So I've been in the recording room a lot. And the first thing that I would mention to people planning their audio books, I know Kiva Renee is planning to do an audio book also, but work on the text. I mean, work on, you get all excited, oh, I'm going to make an audio and I'm going to record it or whatever, but work on the text, work on the written word, and that's free. You know, you can do that for free. I like to print it out and have it on my lap and work on the sofa, but you can work on your computer as well, and just keep working on the text until it's okay to freeze it forever. Because you don't want to start working on the text in the recording room. So that's the main thing on that. Little things you have to worry about that'll take up a lot of time is lip smacks. And we recorded with the actress Barbara Lee. She knew Elvis Presley and Steve McQueen, and she did a 2.5-hour audiobooks, and we just didn't hear it when we were recording. And after we listened to it, there's just hundreds of lip smacks that have to be erased, like you know, like a computer eraser. And then you erase one, the louder ones, and then you hear smaller ones. And we were, I think it was like 10, 15 hours get rid of lip smacks. So ask your recorder to, to listen up. And it's not really the lip smacking. It's the saliva around the tongue that actually clicks. So some people have have that, and some people don't. And there's ways of. And actually, if you just think, don't smack. Finally, we got to a point where Barbara was recording. We just say, don't smack, and she wouldn't. So be aware of that. There are filters, but tell your recordist to watch the lip smacks. Now there's. There's various, recording rooms in every city, every large town. And, of course, Hollywood's most expensive. I was at Santa Monica by the beach in this giant, beautiful recording room. But that's $225 an hour. Now, if you're doing, 2-hour audiobook, that's fine. But it really adds up. There's another way of doing it. $400 You search on Amazon under software audio recording, and you'll see the software that you can put into computer. There's a name called GarageBand. That's a software, but I think that's for Mac computers. And a friend of mine has had that. And recently, I had to do an introduction. I did one chapter, just the Bond Girl chapter. It was about an hour of my Bond seminar, and I wanted to put, it was just 83 minutes, and I wanted to put an introduction and then an outgoing message on it for about 2 minutes. So I went to this friend's house, just a laptop, and she has GarageBand mixing. It's basically a mixing, it looks like a mixing console where you have 20 different tracks and you can mix. Just like a regular studio, because no matter how big and beautiful a studio is, all they have is a computer inside. They got a bigger mixing board, but it's still the same computer. So I just recorded on her mic, and she mixed in some music, and we were done in an hour. And it just had the room acoustics. She had wooden floors. There was a slight echo, but I liked the echo. But you can put blankets around, and then you'll have you'll have the same as a recording studio. But people that want to do their book first, I strongly recommend don't do the downloads, because you think, okay, wow, $300, I can do the recording. Then you have to learn it. You got to learn the program. If you're only going to do one book, I highly recommend every town. They got young men and women that are musicians. Everybody's editing film, on YouTube. All these people are editing, re-editing films and putting them on. There are people that have that recording system, either as a audio recording for they're in a band or something, a program, or as a film program, which of course they can mix sound as well. Find them in your own hometown, usually film students. And I just worked with a film student who re-edited one of my trailers from one of my movies, and I paid him $200 to do it, and he loved it, and he's in film school, and I didn't have to buy the program to edit that one, that one 90-minute clip. So find somebody in the film school somebody in your neighborhood that can record for you, and they have a good setup at their house with a good mic. You can test it out and then pay them whatever, minimum wage, or make a deal, but should pay them something, and they'll be happy to do the work, because they're all doing work just experimenting on other people. They'll take a regular movie and re-edit it for comedy or something, or practice cutting trailers on regular movies. So they'd love to do something that's real and to get a credit on a real audiobook. So yeah, that's the main thing there. Now, the people with paper books, they want to print the books, and I know the common sense is to, you know, go look all over America for the cheapest place, but I have told my people that I advise, one of them was going to go out of town, and I said, get the printing company in your town so you can go in person. It's, and you can feel the paper. There's 100 types of paper and 100 types of type and even 20 types of, even black ink, there's 20 types. So you want to go in person. You don't just want to deal with somebody out of state just to save, you know, a couple of dollars. So, I mean, how many books are you going to make? You're just going to make one book or one book every couple of years. It's better to print in your own town where you can drive over and have control. So, and now, you know, you can just print 100 books or, you know, limited amounts. So do it in your own hometown, because you don't want somebody to make a mistake out of state and then they send you 200 books and something's wrong. You don't want to do that. You want to drive over to the, you know, the printing company and then see your book come out of. That's great when you see all these books coming out of the printing press. So that's for the paper book. So that's what I think that's. All I have to say on that, the best way to do it, don't go into a professional recording studio. Find somebody who has a good home setup, and if you like their personality, you know, make an hourly deal. The other thing is, be there whether you use a studio or somebody's home, and if it's hourly, be there for everything. Because I got burned a couple of times. The guy says, yeah, I'm going to work on this thing. And I come back, yeah, I spent 20 hours and it's, you know, $2,000. I don't know if he worked 20 hours. And then one time he sent me a bill. That was the day that he wasn't there and none of us were there. Oh, yeah, oh, that's right. So be there for everything, even if, you know, and find out how many hours it's going to take. You know, for them to do it, even if they're just going to transfer some, just say, I'm going to be there, or tell them, do not bill me for any hours, I'm not going to be there. It's just self-defense. You like to trust people, but I don't know, once in a while you get somebody who sees your project as a gravy train and then says, and they do these technical things, I had to change from Sonic to Boomic, and and it took 20 hours, you know. So, okay, I think that's it. Work on the text. And I think that's it for audiobooks that I could tell your people. Do it locally. Did you have any questions, Coach?
No, you covered everything I could think of. You did it. Oh, fabulous. Give him a hand. Fantastic job, Paul. I like that you said the lip smacks. Work on that. I'm definitely going to practice that and do some taping of my own voice and see how that comes across. Like you said, if it's there, you know, you can't get rid of it, then hire someone that doesn't have that and that can read it for you.
I was going to mention that I was talking about, you know, people read, it's great for the author to read their own works, but if they don't, they can hire somebody to do it. And if they have some money, they can hire, like I hired, you know, the list of people I had. I had Robert Culp, Nancy Kwan, Frank Sinatra Jr. And if it's just I had a cast. I had like 12 of those guys, so that added up. But if you're just going to have a straight reading of one person, it's not that expensive to hire one of the older stars that have, you know, Nancy Kwan has done a number of them. So if you're a fan of somebody like Rod Taylor, and it's just the one person, it can just be a one-time fee, but then you'd have his name reading your audiobook. So, you know, people can contact me. I do have some contacts, and I have an agent who can get to the actors. But before you approach somebody, there has to be the book, the script. It has to be a price, and there has to be a date. And then you'd have to do it in Los Angeles. So that's, you know, that's one thing. But if that's your dream, you know, to have Nancy Kwan read your book, then you fly in and record it in Los Angeles. Yeah. But then you, or just a non-famous person just to get a better voice. then that's easy. You can find somebody locally, professional locally, that can do it. But if you're going to do it, the other thing is do it a lot. Read it at home by yourself out loud and practice, because another thing is the voice strength. You know, I recommend only recording 3-4 hours a day, and that's it. Otherwise, you're going to start losing your voice. But you start building your voice up just like a singer, you know, by practicing at your home. So, yeah, those are some extra things to think about. Oh, one more thing I learned. I started the James Bond lifestyle doing the 8-hour version. And there's a way, okay, there's a way of doing it where this is the best way to do it. Instead of doing lots of takes or making a mistake and then starting over again and then spending all the time editing, I recommend you read, and then when you make a mistake, you stop at that point. The recorder will back up a little bit and it'll, and they'll say, okay, let's pick it up on the best way to make apples, okay, or best way to make apple pie. Okay, that's where you're going to start. Then he'll play up to where you made the mistake. He'll play, I'm going to tell you this story, and then he'll hit the record button, and then you start the best ways to make apple pie. So you're building the track, and when you're done, you're all edited. See, he cuts out the mistake, backs up, and then goes forward. So you have a completed production when you're finished. So I've seen people waste time on other projects, not on mine, where be two guys and they just, well, I guess they have the time, the recording studio time to burn, where they say, well, let's do another take of that. Well, would the guy say it this way? Well, how about you know, they're just into the directing of it, and they're not really into laying it down, getting it done. So when I was on that, the mistake I made, I like to, you know, it's motivational, so I like to be excited on some points, but I was acting first and reading second, and I was making so many mistakes, or I'd start and I'd make a mistake right away. Finally, it occurred to me to relax, read the text, and act later, because you'll act natural. So in your mind, read it. And then you'll get the emotion later, where there's a place to be emotional, you know. So then the sound recorder said, hey, now you're doing real good, Paul. And I said, yeah, I learned a lesson. Read it first and act later. So keep that in mind. Read the text when you're in the booth. There's a lot of, you know, fun pressure on you in the booth. So just, you know, start reading those words first, and then you'll get the, you know, you'll get the emotion where you need to be.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you. Well, those are tips from Paul Kiriazi, who has made many audiobooks, has recorded them, has worked with actors and actresses in Hollywood, and he has shared with us some key steps to get you started on creating an audiobook for your next project or for a project that you may have already finished that is in paper form that you want to get in sound form, because, like, as we said before, people do listen in many formats and not just reading. So we thank you. Can't thank you enough.
Okay, you're welcome. I'll be listening. Okay.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you.
Bye.
Well, Paul is calling from Japan, so he cannot stay on so long. He's dedicated many hours to us, and we're very happy and excited about that, as he did the 4-part series on living the James Bond lifestyle. And so we do appreciate the time that he called in from Tokyo. We thank him for that. So I hope you got something out of that. For those of you who are thinking about putting together an audiobook, so what did he say? He told us to work with someone local in your town. No need to go out. And I know right there that was going to help some people, because what do we think? We think recording studio, and a lot of these studios will charge you these exuberant prices. It's much like taking your car to a repair person. You don't know much about fixing cars. They can pretty much charge you a lot more than what the problem really is. And so, same thing. So he gave us some good tips. I love the tip that he gave us about, again, going to someone local in your town and not going to someone's house who has the equipment right there, as opposed to going to those recording studios who may charge you hundreds of dollars for an hour here, an hour there. Also, he said, make sure you stay with them, because sometimes, you're right, people who you pay by the hour, these technicians, they're doing this technical type work, they could tell you that it took a lot longer than it really did. And so, it gives you an opportunity to see the process. It's just like, you know, when we go to get our hair done, you know, it's beauticians, they always turn you away from the mirror, because if you learn their process, you may be able to go do your own hair, but but not that you may want to, but there is that. So, but if you go in there with them, you can actually see what they're doing. You can see exactly how long it takes, whether it's 30 minutes or 30 hours, you'll be right there to experience it. I thought that was great. Wonderful, wonderful tips. Absolutely love the lip smacking, tongue clacking tip that you gave, Paul. So that's very, very interesting about the saliva around the tongue. Never thought of it like that. But see, it's always great to learn from an expert. And I am so thankful that we have a resident expert for the Coach LaLisa Show as it relates to films and movies and audiobooks and directing, and that is Mr. Paul Kiriazzi. He is our show expert. So when we eventually do our new flyers for the radio show, we will have to definitely include that. We have a filmmaker expert who is listening in on the show on a regular basis and coming in from time to time to share this information. So I know many of you are working on projects, and even if you don't do it right now, maybe this is something you want to do in the future. So if you know even some of these, like you said, get students, you can go to the colleges. Just about every college has a media department, a media or film department, and they can work with you. Also, I know for some of you, maybe you have young people in your family that don't seem to be doing much. Well, maybe you can introduce them to the world of editing and producing, and maybe pay for them to take a class or two at your local community college, and now you will have your own personal person that can do this auditing films and auditing sounds. So great. So thank you, Paul. Well, the other thing I wanted to talk about this morning, I wanted to talk about and to give you the top 10 reasons businesses succeed. The top 10 reasons businesses succeed. Now, everybody on this line has a business. Everybody on here either has a business or will be starting a business or works for somebody who has a business. So that's how it works. You either have your own business or you are in the middle and you're going to start a business, or you work for someone who has a business. That's the only three spots. There's nothing else. So you need this information either way. If you work for, let's just say you work for Starbucks, then you work for someone who has a business. Starbucks has a business and you work there. If you are Hope L. Harper, then you have a business. If you are, let's just say, Kiva Renee, you not only have a business, but you also work for a business. You work for someone else who has a business. And I know about that, a lot about that. I'm in that same boat. So we'll talk more about that as we launch our next level, our next phase. So I'm very excited to talk about the top 10 reasons businesses succeed, because as a sole proprietor, as a corporation, as a person who is self-employed today, officially, I can say that. I'm very excited to be able to say that. And some people, you know, some people refer to individuals who are self-employed as that they don't work. Well, excuse me, we work hard. So we're self-employed as of officially. My last day will be March 18th. So I took the plunge to resign from my full-time job. I took the plunge to do that, stepped out on faith, to be self-employed, to go and make it happen. So I need these top 10 reasons businesses succeed, probably more than you do, but I know you need them as well. So because you're a business owner, you need these. If you are not ready to go all the way in being self-employed and going out and getting your own customers, that's what I have to do now. And so what helped me to make the transition, I had been talking to a potential customer in the Jersey City area, and so I was able to work out a contract with that person to do some training and development for her business. So that's my very first contract is with Jersey City, in addition to the contract that I've had for the past 7 years with Essex County College to teach courses there each semester. So there I am, right in the middle, in the throes of making it happen. So I'm right there with you, Hope, and others of you on here. Miss Virginia Dancy, she's also self-employed. And Cindy, Dr. Cindy Hunter, and others of you who are also self-employed. That means we are not depending on a government check. And Paul Cariazzi, self-employed. This means that we are not working for someone else and they're giving us a paycheck, but that our income is coming in from our efforts to get a contract or to get customers or to get clients. So now what this is going to allow me to do is to do more of the coaching and to promote the coaching business. So let me give you these top 10 reasons that you'll be successful. And oh, by the way, yes, Kiva is very excited about the Women of Destiny and the Men of Valor. She also has a encouragement line where people can call in, and that number is 605-477-2100, and the access code is 686-044, and you hit the pound button. It's on Friday nights from 8:30. Friday nights at 8:30 Central Time and 9:30 Eastern Time. Also, she has a Women of Destiny and Men of Valor event coming on March 17th with Prophetess Rosie Campbell. It will happen in Nashville, Tennessee at 7 p.m. And it happens at the Shoney's Restaurants, I believe. That's where it's going to be. Very exciting. I've been there. It's awesome. Awesome. If you ever get to Nashville, Tennessee, and it's on a Thursday, on the third Thursday of the month, you can also join the event. You can also call in and keep in touch with what she's doing. You can call in for encouragement. She's very excited about that. It's on Friday nights at 8:30. So call in to the encouragement line. Also, she has a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio that happens every Thursday morning and Friday morning, 10 a.m. Central Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time. So if you want to call into that, you can find her right here on Blog Talk Radio, or you could connect with her on Facebook. Vicki, you could also, if you have any upcoming events or what you wanted to mention, or any projects that you're working on, we'd be more than happy to read them. Patricia also is self-employed. She works from home. Vicki says that she loves being self-employed. She said it is hard, but it is worth it. So she said, thank God for it. Great. So Vicki, sure, at some point in time, maybe we'll have you come on and share some of your tips and tools and strategies for being successfully employed. We'd love to hear from people in the throes. We're definitely going to have Hope Harper who recently, last month, celebrated her fourth year as a self-employed minority woman business owner in Cincinnati, Ohio. And the government has just released a lot of funds to, there's a new loan program for small business owners, but you have to connect with the Small Business Administration. One of my students brought the article in last night, so please go and search it out. If I could do any research on it, I'll bring it to the table next week when I'm in charge of the show again. We have guests on tomorrow, and we'll see what's happening for next week. Again, thank you, Patricia, for all the work you're doing to keep us with some exciting guests like Mr. Dean Cole and others that were on. It's been great. So, the statistics say that only one of every five businesses make it to its fifth year, and fewer still make it to 10 years. Why? What is the problem? So, if only one in every five businesses make it to the fifth year, well, Hope, there you are right there. You're beating the odds because you're in your fifth year. Awesome, awesome. You made it to the fifth year. Congratulations, congratulations. And then fewer make it to 10 years. So I can't wait to do the show 10 years from 5 years from now and talk about you, Hope, and have you. I mean, it's just really awesome, awesome, 10 years from now. So what do successful businesses have in common? Because businesses are successful. And for those of us who want to be a success at anything, it doesn't matter whether it's a business, education, finances, marriage, singleness, raising children, starting a business, it doesn't matter. Whatever we want to be successful at, we need to first look at successful people who are already doing it. Because remember, I don't know who coined the phrase, but I've repeated it several times here, and I'll do it again over and over and over. Success leaves clues. So there are clues that all you got to do, but you got to be in the vicinity, close enough to see the clue of the successful people. That's why we caution people, do not hang around unsuccessful, unproductive people. Why would you? They have no clue for you. You see, you have to get around successful people where the clues are. Hello? Anybody listening? Somebody there? Get around successful people. Why do you think we love hanging around Paul Kiriazi? I absolutely adore that he comes to the show. Our Hope Harper, she's successful in her business. And the many others of you, you have to be around successful people. So what do successful people know? Well, the experience and skills of the top managers. That's one thing they have in common. It says over half of business failures. Listen to this. Over half of business failures are directly related to managerial incompetence. There you have it. These are the top 10 reasons businesses succeed. And it's put out by Jan King. Jan King. There you have it. The experience and the skills of your top managers. That's why I'm putting my husband in charge of my business. He's my top manager. Yeah, I'm the CEO, but he's the CEOO. And then God is the CEOOO. Put God at the top of your business. He starts the chart, okay? When you do your organizational chart, and you know, typically you see an organizational chart, that tells you who's managing what in the business. That's what the organizational chart tells you, who manages what. Well, you typically start with the person who started the business, that entrepreneur who started the company. Their name is typically at the top as the CEO, the chief executive officer. Okay, so above that, though, your top executive officer is God. Because guess what? He's got all the answers. So therefore, you can make it because he's got every answer. You just need to ask him. Another thing that happens with successful businesses, what do they have in common? The energy, the persistence, and the resourcefulness. It is the will to make the business succeed of top managers. You can't have these ho-hum, ho-drum people running your company talking about, oh, well, oh, I think that looks good. Get rid of them now. Get you some excited, energetic people who are persistent, who will knock on 1,000 doors and look for 1,000 more doors to knock on. Get rid of those ho-hum, ho-drum, oh, well, I guess it'll work. I don't know. I'm not sure. I thought, get out. Bye. See y'all later. You're not for this company. Maybe you need to go work at McDonald's or Burger King or Dunkin' Donuts, but you're not for my business. Get rid of them. You need high-energy people who are persistent, people who are resourcefulness. Do you understand what the word resourcefulness means? Hello? Is anybody listening? We're talking this morning about the top 10 reasons businesses succeed. Don't tell me your business can't succeed. We started out, this is an article written by Jan King. It says that only one of every five businesses make it to the fifth year, and fewer still make it to 10 years. So I'm reading for you what successful businesses have in common. One is that they have experienced, skillful people at the top. Number two, they have energetic persistence and resourcefulness. Many business owners have failed or come close to several times before their instant success. So don't give up. Many businesses have been on the brink of failure. Is what he says, that many businesses have been on the brink of failure before they gave up. But don't give up. Number three, top 10, a product that is at least a cut above the competition and a service that doesn't get in the way of people buying. So there must be a compelling reason to buy. The product is great, the people love to produce service, provide service, and the buying experience is easy and fun. Fun. You know, they say people do business with their friends. So make a relationship with your customers, not a relationship where you need to know all their business. But don't take it too far. But people do business with people that they like. So you have to have some kind of thing going there. Number four, the ability to create a buzz around the product with aggressive and strategic marketing. Aggressive and strategic marketing. Get the word out. Make a buzz. Have some kind of marketing that has people talking about your business. Make scarce marketing resources count, right? Do as much homework about your customers and their choices as you can before you invest your marketing dollars. Number five, you've got to be able to deal make. You've got to have that deal-making skill to sell the product at the highest possible price given your market. It comes down to your customer's perception of the value of your product and sometimes the power of your personality. So if you don't have power in your personality, if you're not able to add value to your products and services, hire a coach who can help you work on your personality and help you, and hire a strategic partner. I have someone that I'm working with, and she adds that value. She knows how to put that part, pack that value in to your product or service. And you have to work with somebody like that, get someone like that on your team. The next thing they need to have is they need to have the ability to keep developing new products to retain and build customer base. Consider gradual product development based on improvements to the current product line and sold to the current customer base. Continue to improve on the product, and that will make the customer, give the customer something to talk about to others. Number seven, deal-making skills to work with resource suppliers to keep your costs low. Keeping your costs lower than the competitors and continuing to look for cost reductions, even when the business is profitable, is key. So don't get complacent. Don't get laid back because you have a few customers. Keep working, keep building, keep stretching that business. Number eight, the maturity to treat employees, suppliers, and partners fairly and respectfully. Just takes maturity to treat people that way. Nothing real special, y'all, just maturity. To treat people with respect, employees, suppliers. Remember, employees are potential customers. Employees' families are potential customers. So you can't just diss your employees. Your employees are a customer, and their family and their friends and all their connections are your potential customer. Trust and respect result in productivity increases in ways that money could never quantify. You could never do a study and quantify how productive people will be when you respect them and you trust them. Number nine, superior location and or promotion, creating a connection between your product and where it can be obtained. Studies have shown it can take seeing your product or name 7 times before a customer is ready to buy. Okay, the customer needs to see your name at least 7. That's what research has shown. And number 10, a steady source of business during both good economic times and downturns. All right, don't just be one of those fair-weather businesses. Even when the economy is turned down, you should still be able to operate your business and be in business. It says, over the long term, develop a product mix that will include winners during good economic times and other winners when times are rough. So develop your product and continue to develop your product and continue to develop your product more and more and more. Therefore, you will make it. Okay, therefore, you will make it to the place where you are a successful entrepreneur, not just an entrepreneur. Now, if you have any comments or questions, I will take them now. Yes, all of these tips are valuable. Great, that's one thing to add. See, that adds, so she just showed us how to add value is by giving those tips. So therefore, I just created an example of how to add value to the Coach LaLisa Show by giving out tips for small business owners. Now, next week, we're going to talk about, I'm going to look up how to get that money, how to get that finances, because right now, the economy, we said the economy was going to turn. It's been turning. It's never stagnant. It hasn't stayed still. It's either going up or down. The economy is not stagnant. It's either going forward or it's going backwards. And so it may go forward at such a slow pace that it may appear to be stagnant. But as long as you're out buying, as long as you're still paying for your light bill, your electric bill, as long as we're still paying for phone lines, as long as I still go buy soap powder and soap and as long as we continue to put gas in our cars, the economy is not stagnant. Don't let anybody tell you that. It is not standing still. It cannot stand still. It may be moving or growing at a slow pace. It may not be shooting straight up, but it's still moving, okay? And so you can have a product to help position you regardless of what the economy is doing. So great, wonderful. I'm on Facebook, okay, yes. All right, yes, we are not MLMs, amen, okay. Yeah, you know, when you're my business is training. And actually when I announced, I teach a business class at Essex County College on Wednesday nights. And when I announced to my business students last night that I had launched into the world of self-employment as an entrepreneur, a couple of them said, can I come work for you? So right there I could have had 2 employees to interview. And that's, you see, that's getting the word out. It was just that little simple comment that, you know, gets other people to thinking, okay, this might be a viable place for me to work. And that's how, you never know where you may be. You may be in the grocery line at the store. And you may by accident tell someone that you're an entrepreneur. They may offer to come work for you. I've actually had people to offer to be an intern with my business for without pay. I didn't even have to go and ask them. You know, if you get on LinkedIn, I've told you before about LinkedIn. If you have a business, you should be on LinkedIn. That's www.linkedin.com. LinkedIn. Create a page. It's free. Create a site. Just much like Facebook or Blog Talk Radio, create a page. You're going to put in there your business, all your business stuff. You're going to put all your websites. And you're going to watch. Several people that I'm doing business with now have contacted me through LinkedIn. And then there's a few others out there. Facebook is not the newest. It's not the greatest. It's great, but it's not the only great thing. There's other networks out there that you can connect. You may not be getting. Remember, Facebook started as a more social network, so it's we've sort of made it a business network, but it's really not business. It's not 100% business networking, okay? People still look at Facebook as a social network, a place to go and socialize, not to do business. That's why a lot of people who do business on network, on Facebook, we don't get a lot of response because its purpose is not to be a business network. But there are business networks out there that's what they do. That's what they were created for. And LinkedIn is one of them. Well, LinkedIn was created more for professionals who wanted to learn about other job opportunities, but that's still business-oriented. So it's more business-oriented than I would say definitely than Facebook is. Now, if you also, there are others out there. There's one called Connecting Black. I'm not sure how, I haven't been on there in a long time, but that's how I met Dr. Cindy Hunter. So for those of you who've heard me talk about Dr. Cindy Hunter and the great work that she's done and the projects I've worked with her, and she introduced me to Ms. Virginia Dancy. Now we're going around the country with the Releasing Your Inner Power conference. How awesome is that? But I met Dr. Hunter on a network site called Connecting Black. She saw my profile. She called me up, and she introduced me to Dr. Tanya Blout. Didn't know Dr. Blout. Dr. Blout, now I'm writing articles for her magazine. Dr. Hunter, I met on Connecting Black. These articles pay. I get paid to write them. I also met her. I met Miss Renee Flagler over in New York City, where I was able to MC one of her publishing, she has major publishing conventions in New York City. I met her through Dr. Cindy Hunter. So I'm telling you, these networks are great, and you can do them from your own home. So, you know, Facebook isn't the only network out there. And again, remember, Facebook was not designed for business networking. You can do it, yes. I do all the time. Because basically, I don't do much socializing on Facebook. I actually do more, but that's not what Facebook is for. It's really for socializing. It's for people to get on there and say, oh, I'm about to go eat a steak. Would you like some? That kind of thing. That's what it was created for. Or, you know, they show a picture of a meal and you comment on that type of thing, and socializing and how you doing, what you doing, that kind of thing. So we've turned it into something a little bit different, but there are ones out there for businesses you can find. So anyway, it's been great. It's been real. We're at the end of our time. Thank you again, Kiva, Pat in the chat room. Thank you, Miss Vicky. Don't forget to look Kiva up. Her show will be on today. Also, congratulations to Hope in her fifth year of business. She's beating the odds. Thank you for tuning in, Tina, and others that were on the chat room. I see Miss Virginia. Good morning to Miss Deborah Calhoun down in Texas, who will probably listen to the archives. Thank you to Miss Gloria in California, Mr. Coach K. Eddie's coming back to the show. He'll be listening. We'll have him on. 10 seconds left to the show. It's been great. It's been real. And you got to keep moving on up. And your goals will take you, not might take you, not can take you. I'm here to let you know emphatically that your goals will take you to the destiny of your dream. But you got to be dreaming something, y'all. See you back tomorrow. We have an awesome guest. Can't wait.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.